Hey, this is Verum Sports. You are listening to Tony Rice, and we're joined on the line now by Batchwoods tennis guru, John Meredith. Good afternoon, John. How are you doing?
Afternoon, Tony. Yes, trying to stay warm today.
Yes.
Yes, absolutely fine.
Good man. I'll tell you what, my word, the weather has played a sort of merry hell with the local sporting scene, but it's always onwards and upwards. But before we progress into the future, I just want to go back with you just a few short weeks to review the Aussie Open. I don't want to dwell on it because obviously we spent a bit of time on it last time we were chatting, but obviously Andy Murray, almost certainly his last Aussie Open, he bowed out there in gallant fashion. I think he won a set despite heavy injuries.
Yeah.
Hip surgery now has been taken by the great Scots.
Right.
Where do you see this? Do you think he's going to be fit enough to feature at, say, Wimbledon this year? Do you have any inside knowledge on this?
No inside knowledge at all, but I think the reality is his hip was affecting his daily life anyway, and I think it was causing pain just sort of doing daily functions. So I think he would have taken the decision to have the operation just to get his life back to normal as quick as he possibly can. I know he also did a lot of research with some other players. I think one of the Bryan brothers, who the top double specialist, had the same operation that Andy's just had and has come back to play. But of course, doubles is not quite the physical sort of grueling battle that singles is.
You're sounding a little bit Evans-like there, sir.
I was kind of
tongue-in-cheekily saying you're sounding a little bit like the Evans who always courts controversy with regard.
I wouldn't disrespect what they do, but in terms of physically, there is a difference.
Of course.
And I think so. I think from his point of view, he decided to take the operation, so get on with it as soon as possible. But I doubt. Well, who knows? If anyone, I would imagine he would do absolutely everything possible to come back, because he absolutely, it's his life, it's a big, massive part of his life, and, they live for the competition, and, it sort of really feeds them. So I think if he can come back, or if, remotely possible to come back, he will, and even if people write him off, he would then perhaps surprise people and manage to, but he's looking very tough.
Yeah. I mean, what a great career. We could spend a whole show dissecting it. One of the things that he was great about as well as on field or on court, was his kind of ambassadorial qualities. And one of the things that he was very much a champion of was, of course, the status of the women's game. And goodness me, isn't it in rude health at the moment? I was looking into this. Before the tournament, there were 11 players who potentially could have wound up at the end of the Aussie Open as world number one from the women's perspective.
The ladies, yeah, it's certainly quite equal at the moment. I mean, Serena Williams, she's not quite the force she was. I mean, she may well come back to be that, but she's not quite the sort of head and shoulders above the rest. But I think what was interesting with when Murray sort of announced he was struggling and it may be his last tournament or Aussie Open, the women were very, very quick to come out and post their tributes to him. He's very, very popular among the women's tour, and spoken up for them. So I thought that was interesting. I was slightly surprised. I don't know if there's anything in it, but we were waiting a couple of days before we heard from the Djokovic, Nadal, and Federer sort of side of things. And I was sort of, I don't know if it's just time differences, but the women came out very, very quickly, saying thank you for everything you've done on that side. And I think for every bit of a great tennis player he is, I think he's really held himself with integrity over the years, and he's put up with a lot of at times unpopularity and hassle and grief and rode through it, and I think he's won the long game on that, and won a lot of people's respect and popularity in the end. But I don't think he would have been looking for that. I just think he's been himself, but I think he's a man of great integrity.
Absolutely, a real kind of exemplification of what it is to be a true champion. Great, great man.
A true champion and sportsman in the sort of traditional ways we look at it, sheer dogged determination, unbelievable hard work and dedication, and pure will to getting amongst the mix of those, you know, I mean, I think you've got Federer, is he on 20 slams?
20 slams, then Nadal, who's just the doyen at of Paris, and of course Djokovic, all of which we'll chat about in just a second.
Yeah.
But I want to just come back, though, to that to the women's side of things, with Osaka claiming back-to-back slams.
Yeah.
It looked to me like she was totally cruising, and then credit to Kvitova for really fighting back, making it a real epic. But yeah. Osaka, again, that's back-to-back slams now for the Japanese lady.
Yeah.
Credit to her. Those two, I think, are going to go kind of toe-to-toe. Lots of talent there, but as we said, in the women's game. But just assess Osaka and what she brings to the table. People comparing her, style-wise, to Monica Seles, which is high praise.
Oh, OK, I haven't heard that one. That's interesting. From what I heard, her game was modelled very much on Williams from a young age. She lives in America. It's very much, you know, big strike. I think Williams sort of mentored her a little bit from what I hear. She's got a lot of power and can dominate other girls and knock them off the court. That's how I see her, really. If I'm honest, I haven't seen masses and masses of her yet myself. But in terms of the other one, Pliskova, she's been around for, I'd say 5 years. Very, very big server. She might have even been in the top five at one stage. Two sisters, both professionals. And one of the biggest servers on the tour. But Osaka has certainly sort of grown and really gone up the rankings very, very quickly in the last year or so.
I tell you what, almost akin to Serena, who, as you say, she has a strong relationship with, one heck of a front runner. Going back to 2016, when she's won the first sets, she's won 60 out of 60 matches. So it goes to show, you don't want to fall a set behind to this young star. Looks like maybe the slightly ahead of what is a very competitive pack in that women's game.
Who's this, Osaka? I mean, she's also first Japanese world number one, I think. Very sort of humble girl, as you can see in interviews, very modest, doesn't almost sort of self-deprecating,
sure.
Almost doesn't rate herself that much yet, which is unusual. And be interesting to see. I think we're starting to see some new guns come through, aren't we, in the ladies and in the men's, with Tsitsipas, who beat Federer.
He did indeed.
So was that the sixth round of 16 or the quarters? You're starting to see some changes now, obviously, as it, it's bound to. I think Federer's 38 this year. Nadal's 32 already, going to be 33. Djokovic, 31, 32. Murray, 31, 32. So, Vavrinka's got a long-term injury, I think. So you're seeing naturally so, and probably, in eras gone past, you'd have seen a change probably five or six years ago already. So, interesting times, but we'll
watch this space as it unfolds. Yeah. But one thing that is clear, whilst you're right to allude to the likes of Tsitsipas, the Greek looking to become the first Grand Slam champ from Greece, it was a Djokovic-Nadal final. Djokovic claims his seventh straight title. That's his 15th slam in total, making him out ahead of the great Sampras into third all-time, just two away from Nadal, hunting down Federer's 20. Again, we've mentioned there that changing the guard is on the cards, it's on the cusp, but it really is still right now Djokovic as the kind of head bearer.
I think the French Open will be interesting because Nadal, he basically alluded to it in his interview, he hadn't had the preparation, he missed quite a bit at the back end of last year, pulled out of Brisbane, I think, in Australia before the Australian Open, so he hadn't had the preparation required to be at that level, he said. He's also struggled with his knees quite a bit over the last few years. So it'd be interesting to see whether he will be able to get to that level again.
I tell you what, you're dead right, but I cannot wait. I know it's a little while away for that French Open because historically Nadal is king there. I think he's only lost like a handful of sets, let alone matches. But if Djokovic continues apace and can win the slam there in Paris, then that will be for the second time in his career that he's held all four slams in consecutive fashion, which is a mega, mega achievement. So that's going to be fascinating.
He's looking sort of back to his best again, isn't he? He had sort of elbow surgery a year ago. He's looking, Federer Federer, you know, Tony Nadal said at the end of last year that Federer, you know, he doesn't usually say things like this, but he came out and said that Federer won't win a Grand Slam in 2019, which is interesting. I was quite surprised to read that he had said that. But, you know, I think really, for me, when I watched him against Tsitsipas, he looked, he looked slower.
Yeah.
He moved to his backhand than I remembered. He did look a little bit slower. I don't know if I was imagining that. But, you know, and Djokovic just took Nadal apart quite easily, didn't he? Really,
he did.
So I think the French Open will be interesting to see what happens there. You know, it wouldn't surprise me if Djokovic wins it, to be honest with you. And then, you know, so I'd say out of the two of them, he looks more likely to break Federer's record now than Nadal.
Yeah, really good shout. It's exciting times, though, across both men's and women's at the highest level. But one thing I always love to chat to you about is obviously what you guys do at the great grassroots level there at Batchwood. And I know that it does filter all the way up to international level. So tell us some Batchwood news.
Yeah, so, I've been coaching today. There's a lot going on. Interesting, I was speaking to a couple of kids that are up there this morning starting out that were literally, it's really sweet. They came and put their head around the court and they're about to have a group lesson. And, you know, a little four-year-old girl, and then the three-year-old brother, and then the two-year-old brother, who obviously was too young, but gave him a little tennis ball. And it goes really right from that to, in terms of age, all the way, you know, up to adults much older than myself.
Yep.
But, and then the same in terms of levels. You know, sort of tops tennis. We're doing sort of, we've got disability tennis. We have some Down, DS Active, it's called. We've got Down Syndrome sessions and disability sessions, which is great. And then, you know, we've got some kids. We had one child, one player play in the TARBS event, which was basically an unofficial world 14 and under championships. Who won a first match but didn't quite qualify for the main draw. Then another player representing Great Britain in the Winter Cup last week. They've qualified for the finals. Older boys playing ITF tournaments, which is like the international sort of tour of juniors. So it really, across the board, it's there's lots going on, you know. We're also sort of getting, because we're with the LTA Regional Academy,
yep.
getting applications all the time from people, you know, further afield than Hertfordshire even. And it's just fitting it all in, really, to be honest. It's not easy.
Goodness me, I tell you what, never a dull moment in your life. It's obviously a master at not only serving up tennis balls, but juggling multiple balls and plates, I tell you. John, it's always a pleasure to chat with you. Keep up the sterling work. I look forward to chatting to you throughout the tennis season, as indeed Batchwood continue on doing the wonderful work that you guys do. Thank you again.
Awesome. Thanks so much for your time. Have a great afternoon. Cheers.
Thank you.